Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. Man, oh man, we got two great shows planned for you, Saturday and Sunday, on Life, Liberty, and Levin. On Saturday, we're going to have Victoria Coates of the Heritage Foundation, formerly with Senator Cruz, to discuss international relations, Iran, China, and so forth, and America's Governor Ron DeSantis. And Sunday, fantastic show. We're going to have General Keane as the first guest. And Selena Zito, one of the great columnists, and really a columnist that gets dirt under her fingernails, you know, walks the walk, talks to the people, and she's just fantastic, and we're going to have her, too, discussing a number of very interesting things. So don't forget to set your DVRs for Life, Liberty, and Levin, 8 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday. I'll do it as long as you watch. If you don't want to watch anymore, I'll retire from that, but I'd rather not. We get a lot of positive comments, especially about the nature of the program, that it's so different than others. One of the things I have not been doing, as you'll notice, is showing up on everybody else's show to promote my show. Now, the reason you're supposed to do that is to increase your ratings. And, you know, since I had this injury in September, I haven't been on Hannity, I haven't gone on almost any of these shows unless it's some breaking news that's of particular interest or import to me. I just get so busy. But maybe I should. Maybe I should do that more. I don't know. We'll see. Hannity and I talk a lot. He spoke today and he was wondering if and when I'm ready to come back. So maybe I will. We'll see. But in the meantime, you get me right here. You get me on the Blaze. And you get me on the weekends, right? And so I hope you'll check us out Saturday and Sunday. I hope you'll make a habit out of it. I hope you'll set your DVRs just in case. You never know what you're doing on the weekend or traveling or what have you. But we are available everywhere. And then one day, I actually had a good, we always do, good talk with my wife. About one day when I retire, Mr. Producer. And we'll be able to travel the country. One of the things I've been wanting to do, and I mean this, is to take a small RV from one end of the country to the other. Have I ever discussed that, Mr. Producer? I have, but it's been years, hasn't it? But you can't do that when you're on TV and radio and so forth and so on. Maybe you can do it as a podcaster, I suppose. We've extended our Westwood One Cumulus contract for 5 years, which is wonderful. We did that in February. We've got plenty of time left on our Fox deal, and Blaze, we'll see how everything goes. But I figure 5, 6, 7 years, maybe it'll be time to hang it up. Maybe. Or to hang something up. Like my shirt. My wife says, hang up your shirts. But you understand my point. I don't get to see the kids enough, grandkids enough. I just don't. And I need to. And I want to. You know, you see people you know and love passing away. You see they get sick. And before you reach that point, you want to make sure that you have the appropriate amount of time with family and loved ones. Right now, because we've got family in Maryland, we've got family in Florida, in Israel, we've got family in Tennessee, so forth, it's just very difficult. And so, New Jersey. So I'm just talking out loud with my buddies, you, just to let you know how I'm thinking about things and so forth. Some people say, you know, we're sick of your book. One day I won't be writing any more books. That's all. One day I won't be posting on social media. One day I won't be doing this. And that's okay. There's plenty of people behind me who will step in. I will say this. Syndicated radio, big-time syndicated radio, I think that there's been a golden age for this. I'm not talking about radio generally. I think radio is going to always survive and exist. I'm talking about massive syndicated radio shows. The business has become so diversified and other pressures on the business that it's very unlikely that there'll ever be another Hannity, another Levin, another this sort of thing is what I'm talking about. There's certainly not going to be another Rush, even though we have wonderful hosts who fill that slot. That's not my point. He was on like 600 stations. I don't know how many Hannity's on. I don't even know how many I'm on. We don't know, really. I don't know. They don't really know either, but it's a lot. And we're blessed because of you. But for a lot of companies, the economics doesn't work. And I'm not talking about the companies I work for, Sean works for, and Rush work for. I'm talking about local affiliates sometimes. So, you know, it could be that the big syndicated shows, plus you've got podcast competition and other types of competition. I don't fight the platforms. If technology creates new platforms, we embrace them, Mr. Producer, don't we? The podcast platform, we embrace it. YouTube platform, we embrace it. Satellite, we love it. We embrace it. We embrace it all. You know, live streaming on computers, a lot of people like that. We embrace it. Downloading our app, we embrace it. Whatever it is. Now, what's interesting about that, it diversifies your audience somewhat. So people look at ratings and they misunderstand ratings. Even companies that have been in this business a long time are owners. They misunderstand ratings. So if I were to shut down all other avenues but radio, as an example, your ratings are higher, your listenership is higher, but you would still miss a lot of people. Because a lot of people may not listen to a podcast, or a lot of people may not listen to satellite, or a lot of people may not listen to terrestrial radio, AM and FM. So my view is, why not embrace them? Go with the flow. Don't fight it. And so that's what I do. Others don't do that. We do that. Because the message is important. And I have a responsibility to our sponsors to do the same thing. Responsibility to our affiliates and satellite and all the rest. And you see with this so-called cross-pollinization, people who may listen to podcasts, one day they may want to listen to satellite. People listen to satellite, one day they may want to go online and listen to YouTube or something like that. You never know. My view is the more the merrier. The more the merrier. But a program of this size, it's just unlikely in the future. You know, we have this so-called trade publication called Talkers Magazine, and they put out a list of the top 100, I guess, every year. And it's not really the top 100. And they have all this, it's either legal language or whatever it is, political language, telling you the list isn't really what we say it is. It's just based on our knowledge and experience and our gut and our view. It's utterly inaccurate. And so because I can't stand that publication, they keep reducing my number on the list. Don't they, Mr. Producer? Which is crazy. So I think, what are we now, number 7 or 8? They have us on 6 or 5, but we're not. We're one of the top. as a matter of fact. It just is. Because of me, because of you, and all our wonderful affiliates and satellite and other platforms, just fantastic. This is one of the biggest, way up top, syndicated radio shows in the world. Literally in the world. I don't say that to brag. I say that to inform. Because you'll get these propaganda outfits that'll say, well, we have determined, they haven't determined anything. And then that's regurgitated by the sites that hate my guts, you know. These so-called media sites that are really entrails of the big media, corporate media. Look at that. Levin's number 7. No, he's not. But it is what it is. If you like what you're listening to, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I just wasted 10 minutes. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are 4 things to consider. 1, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. 2, if you see, get a phone on us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. 3, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number 4, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The reason why liberals hate this show. But listen anyway. They know they're probably wrong. Mark Levin is on the radio.
The president's trying to protect the country. He's trying to actually embrace the purpose of immigration and the purpose of our immigration laws to begin with. So I want to play for you. It's a video, but you'll hear the audio of the video, in which he's put travel restrictions, would you call them, Mr. Producer, from certain countries in the world. Now, of course, he'll be accused of being a racist and all the rest, but who cares? Who cares what these clowns have to say? Let's take a listen. It was literally just posted by the president. Go ahead.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas. We don't want them. In the 21st century, we've seen one terror attack after another carried out by foreign visa overstayers from dangerous places all over the world. And thanks to Biden's open door policies, today there are millions and millions of these illegals who should not be in our country. In my first term, my powerful travel restrictions were one of our most successful policies, and they were a key part of preventing major foreign terror attacks on American soil. We will not let what happened in Europe happen to America. That's why on my first day back in office, I directed the Secretary of State to perform a security review of high-risk regions and make recommendations for where restrictions should be imposed. Among the national security threats, their analysis considered are the large-scale presence of terrorists, failure to cooperate on visa security, inability to verify travelers' identities, inadequate record-keeping of criminal histories, and persistently high rates of illegal visa overstays, and other things. Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. That is why today I am signing a new executive order placing travel restrictions on countries including Yemen, Somalia, Haiti, Libya, and numerous others. The strength of the restrictions we're applying depends on the severity of the threat posed. The list is subject to revision based on whether material improvements are made, and likewise, new countries can be added as threats emerge around the world. But we will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm, and nothing will stop us from keeping America safe. Thank you very much.
I mean, this is a great patriot, don't you think, America? And so immediately he will be attacked by the people who hate America. Some of them wear black robes. Some of them are elected Democrats. Many of them are in academia, and many of them are in the media. And yet he is taking steps to protect this country and protect the people in this country. He saw what took place in Colorado, and obviously he said, that's enough. So he's trying to fight this poison, this cancer in our country at both ends. That is, all the millions who've been led into this country to try and figure out who's who, as well as preventing other people from coming into this country. Every country he chose is a war-torn country or a country that has a substantial amount of terrorism that's taking place. The fact that it's in the third world is because it's in the third world. It's not in advanced civilized societies, regardless of race and all the rest of it. And so he's pointing to these countries. You see, Haiti is a hellhole now. They don't have a government. Gangs run that country, and people are being murdered in the streets left and right. Yemen is obviously a Houthi-controlled, Iranian-controlled terrorist regime And he's pointed out other countries, too. He's saying, look, we're not taking people from these countries here. We can't even vet them. We don't even know who to talk to find out who they are. If you had to vote again on these policies the president's trying to institute, they would win overwhelmingly. But that's why the Democrats and the left have taken to the unelected parts of the government, to the bureaucracy, and even more, to their favorite judges and their favorite jurisdictions. That's right. By the way, I just want to tell the Supreme Court justices in the birthright citizenship case, if you think you're doing the right thing by upholding birthright citizenship, which has no basis in the original constitutional language and certainly has no basis at all, because Congress has never passed any law creating birthright citizenship, you're wrong again. And you will be condemned for this. If you say, look, we're going to cut the baby in half, we're going to go along with that decision in 1898, in which the court wrongly decided, but nonetheless, that legal migrants having children in the country, those children are American citizens, but we'll uphold that decision, as bad as it is, but we will not extend it to illegal aliens. Nobody's ever extended it to illegal aliens. That's more tolerable, even though it's not right. But if they expand it to include illegal aliens, then they've gone that is a bridge too far. And I'm very concerned about John Roberts. I'm very concerned about Barrett and perhaps others who are very, very attuned to the media, what the left-wing media has to say about them, about what these law professors and so forth have to say about them. And so it is a pressure, a social pressure, a legacy pressure that exists, as a matter of fact. And keep something in mind. The Supreme Court, as you know, is located in Washington, D.C., and you got all these social pressures going on. It's like John Roberts and his wife are best buddies with Thomas Friedman and his wife. Thomas Friedman is a reprobate leftist. And all the media that's based in Washington, D.C., they want to get along with that media. They watch TV. They read the newspapers. They're on the Internet. They know what's going on. They're not as cloistered as you might think. But they always have a built-in vote, don't they? The three Mouseketeers, Manny, Moe, and Jack, they're almost always voting together on the most important issues, and they'll vote together on this. So the question is, Roberts, Barrett, even Kavanaugh, and perhaps even Gorsuch, quite frankly. The two who are really originalists, constitutionalists, the two best. It's not even a close call, or Thomas and Alito. I'm sure they'll get it right. Not because they're right-wingers and Republicans. It has nothing to do with being a right-winger and a Republican. It has to do with the Constitution. It's that simple. And who gets to decide these issues? Let's go to J.R., Westminster, South Carolina, the great W-Y-R-D. J.R., go right ahead, please.
Mark, long time listener, first time caller, and I was kind of grooving on that Kenny Loggins a while back.
Yeah, I love it.
You almost had me, brother. But listen, and this is oh man. But listen, this is an unfortunate situation that the mainstream media has not covered. Last month, a 40-year-old single mother, working two jobs, killed by six Honduran illegals.
Hey, JR, hold on a second, I gotta take a break. We're gonna start this at the top. I wanna put this out over the national airwaves, so don't hang up. We'll be right back. Ask 10 people to define the word capitalism. How many different responses do you think you'll get? This is a word that comes up all the time. But does anyone, do you, know what it actually means? Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses. That's right, free online courses. Learn about the United States Constitution, the stories in the Book of Genesis, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian Church. With Hillsdale College's free online courses. Hillsdale recently launched a new course, Understanding Capitalism, and I've been watching it. It is compelling. In 7 lectures, you'll learn about the role of profit and loss, how human nature plays a role in our economic system, and why capitalism is ultimately a system that encourages morality rather than undermines it. Go right now to LevinForHillsdale.com to enroll. There's absolutely no cost. It's easy to get started. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com to register for free. Levin for Hillsdale.
Sinorama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on Saturday, June 21st, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games, delicious food, and more.
Next to the Sundial Bridge along the Sacramento River.
With cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions.
Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, June 21st. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
McLovin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The McLovin Show.
Levin, America's passionately cerebral voice. Talk with that voice now. 877-381-3811.
You know, We all know credit card debt is crushing American families. And now we have summertime expenses are making things even worse. Vacations, long drives, college tuition, all adds up. Most people, they're covering it with credit cards that are charging 20, 25, 30% interest. And people can't pay their balances off, so it just keeps rolling over and rolling over. And here's the good news. You don't have to keep living like this. There is a better way. It's not wishful thinking. It's smart, strategic way to move your money around, to move your money around, to get your finances in order with American Financing. These are real people who look at your situation. They're trained. They have experience. They'll show you how to use your home's equity to pay off the high interest debt that you have with one low payment. So you're basically trading interest, 20, 25, 30% interest on your debt for 6%, let's say, on your refi. And remember, up to $10,000 of the interest you pay on your refinance, that is your mortgage, is tax deductible. Nothing's tax deductible when it comes to credit card interest. So you have two ways of saving. You knock down the rate that you're paying through the refi, plus you make your federal tax deduction. There's no upfront fees to help you do this. There's no gimmicks. Just honest help from salary-based mortgage consultants. And their customers save an average of $800 a month. Imagine what you could do with $10,000 a year. That's a lot, you and your family. And if you start today, you might be able to delay your next two mortgage payments, giving you instant breathing room. So, folks, don't wait. You've heard me talk about this before. It's not going to get any better, but you could fix this. You literally have it within your own power. Call American Financing today. They're there right now. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. Hello! 888-900-1828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Let us go back to JR, Westminster, South Carolina. The great WYRD. JR, start over again. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Doctor. Listen, that's not a problem at all. I just appreciate the platform and what you do. And this story will plug into almost everything you've talked about since the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's May the 2nd of this year, so just a little more than a month ago, a single mother of two, 40 years old, LaRisha Thompson, is driving to meet some friends. And she is followed by six Honduran illegals ranging in age from 13 to 21. They're going to either try to carjack her or rob her one. Long story short, Mark, they shoot her and kill her in her car. They couldn't get in the vehicle, and so they texted to one another or some sort that the mission failed. They couldn't get in the car. Needless to say, in the little town of Lancaster, South Carolina, the sheriff's department did a great job. All of these young fellows were arrested. As you know, the typical story, there was some criminal history in the background. But here again, now another family endures a tragedy and grief, like the Lakin Rileys, the Jocelyn Nungarys, on Rachel Morins, and the list goes on and on and on, and we're sick of it. And meanwhile, our senator, Lindsey Graham, is partying it up over in the Ukraine, spending close to $1 million. And to the best of my knowledge, he has not made at one single effort to extend any sympathies to this family regarding this tragedy. Because
now,
it was
do we
all
know that for sure? I got to be careful about that, because if we don't know, I don't know.
This is Mark. This is me saying this now. This is me saying this. This is JR saying this. So you're not on the hook for this. But
I just want us to be accurate, because I know. You know, look, we don't always agree with Lindsey Graham, but I do know that immigration, he's really taken a much stronger stance than he used to take on it. He really has. And I'd be surprised, JR, but who knows? You could be right.
Take this from a South Carolinian. We're not happy. We're not happy. But back to the, you know, to the story, and apart from Lindsey, just another tragedy that could have very well been averted.
So these were illegal aliens, yeah?
Absolutely. Honduran, six Honduran.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the fact, yeah. So, I mean, have your fact checkers. So, I mean, you can fact check that. And, but like I said, to your screener, nobody's talked about. So we've got a month gone by and, nobody's really picking this because it doesn't fit their narrative, you know, because who wants to talk about, you know, a work.
So they hunted down this woman in her car. They murdered her for the car. They couldn't get in the car. They got them texting to each other and they were caught. Oh,
yeah.
Good God. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, Larisha Thompson, Mark, and I appreciate it. Larisha Thompson. Brother, and I appreciate the platform, Mark, as always.
Of course. Of course. I'm glad you told us about this because it's another horrible story. And her name shouldn't go unnoticed. So thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to look into this a little bit. Larisha James, Mr. Producer. All right. Let's see here. I just lost. He's a good guy, isn't he? Let us go to Doug. Carterville, Missouri, the Show Me State, the great KZRG, our great affiliate. How are you, Doug?
I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a suggestion about the book, the Power Book.
Yeah.
Could you give people an opportunity to, when they buy your book, to buy it for the library? To put it in a place where people can ship it to the library where they live.
I can't tell people to do with to buy the book and give it to a library. Sounds like a fantastic idea, but now that you put it out there, people want to do that, they can do that. See what I'm saying?
Can. Yeah, absolutely. That would be really great, wouldn't it?
I think so. The more people can read it, the better. Do people even go to libraries anymore?
Well, I'll put the book in the library. That's where kids go. And there's another thing, too.
Yes, sir.
Since I've been listening to you, you're going to get that RV.
Get the RV now?
And drive the mother road.
Oh, RV. Yeah.
Yeah, you talked about that just a little bit ago.
Oh, yeah.
I live on the mother road.
Really?
About 66.
Yeah.
That's a perfect place for you to
Are you trying
go.
To tell me to come by for a cup of coffee? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, yeah. You'd have to buy it, though. I'm not going to give it. And, you know, there's one more thing. There was another thing that added. There's never, ever going to be somebody like you. You are the best.
Oh, man. You're very, very sweet. Thank you. Appreciate it. I want to follow up on what JR, the story. I love our callers. And this is from the other day. Fox News, six migrants charged in South Carolina mother's murder. The mother, detailed crime and eerie messages, just the beginning, quote unquote. And let's see, I'm trying to get the whole story here. What's with this? For some reason, the whole story doesn't come out here, Mr. Producer. I just get, see if he can copy and paste it, and we'll try and get it in before the end of the show here. Mr. Producer's quick. There's nobody faster than this guy. Nobody. All right. Something must be going on outside of the bunker here because my dog's been barking and barking and barking. I think it's the deer. It's deer mating season. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? Well, you live in the Bronx. No, you're in, where are you now? Westchester? Yes. Moving on up. Anyway, So they're barking like hell, so that tells me the deer are very busy. We get a lot of deer here. I mean, people say, you know, they're in the woods, they're in their stands, they're waiting, they don't see a deer for, you know, 48 days. Me, I see a deer every 48 minutes. Go out there and tackle it, actually. Deer are very strong, you don't want to go out there and tackle them. All right, little word, that's public service announcement, let's go. Roger, Kansas City, Kansas, on the Mark Levin app. Roger, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, thank you, sir. I'm honored to have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you.
I have a suggestion, sir.
Yes.
I, believe that there are nearly $43 trillion in pre-tax 401k, IRA, and retirement savings. I believe a large portion is with baby boomers because of the demographics. I have the idea that if Donald Trump and the politicians were to negotiate in the big, beautiful bill negotiations and provide a modest discount to be determined, that we could convert to Roth or distribute 401ks and upend our national debt situation by $3, $5, $10 trillion.
Well, I'm not following. What would you allow people to do?
They would convert to Roth.
Your Roth IRA.
Or, in other words, distribute for pre-tax money. We're taking pre-tax money to post-tax money, or potentially a new mode where we convert it to bonds.
All right, let's let him. So why would somebody with a traditional IRA, let's say they're 52 years old, move to a Roth IRA?
Okay, because once you pay the taxes, it's now tax-free, and the growth is tax-free. These conversions are wonderful, or if they need to distribute, but fundamentally...
But let me ask you something. So if I move it from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, the taxable event would be moving it to the Roth IRA, so I'd be taxed right now, right?
Right, exactly. But you would be offering a discount to incentivize it. With the baby boom dying, I've lost my mother and my brother in the past year. That creates...
First of all, I'm sorry to hear that. That's rough. But what I'm saying, though, is let's say I have an IRA. Let's say I've got $200,000 in it, and I'll get some kind of discount to move it to a Roth IRA. Why would I do that? I'll just save it to the end like I plan to, and I'll pay the lower rate, you know, when I stop earning income and I'm retired.
Well, often it's not a lower rate. It depends on your financial circumstances.
Well, that's true.
But if you provide that discount, so what I'm calling it, by the way, is the baby boom the debt. Because, again, required minimum distributions kick in, sir. You were talking about the RV. This retirement planning kicks in. I now have to convert all of my 93-year-old mother's money within the next 9 years anyway. Mm-hmm. But I would convert it faster if I could help the national debt, help the country, and baby boom the debt.
All right, now hold on. That's a totally different thing. So a lot of people who are living off these private pensions that they've created for themselves, it's not going to be about how I help the debt. It's going to be how do I survive from year to year on my pension. I'm not opposed to us looking into this, by the way. I'm just not sure it's that big of an incentive. But I could be wrong. All right, brother, I appreciate your call. Very thoughtful. All right, here we have it. Look at this poor lady. Lancaster, South Carolina. Thank you, JR, for drawing our attention to this. Local authorities have charged 6 illegal aliens between 13 and 21 years old with the random murder of a South Carolina mother of two, Larisha Sherelle Thompson. They have also been charged with burglary and attempted armed robbery. This is just a young lady, ladies and gentlemen. It's sick. The 6 illegal aliens allegedly pulled up alongside Thompson, fatally shot her, and attempted to enter a vehicle. So they pull up and kill her. Not only did these individuals allegedly murder this innocent mother, but they are also accused of attempting to rob a convenience store. I'm looking at these punks. They make me sick to my stomach. On May 12, local authorities announced the arrest of 6 illegal aliens from Honduras, including Asael Torres Chirinos, Jarby Ramos Ardan, Jason Salgado Pena, and 3 juveniles, aged 13, 14, and 15, for the murder of Thompson and the convenience store burglary. U.S. Immigration and Customs, ICE, has placed detainers on all 6 as they await criminal prosecution in South Carolina. When you look at this poor young mother, there she is smiling, you know, wearing jeans and wearing, her shirt and... Looks like a sweetheart to me. Just a sweet lady. And they murdered her in the car. Her number came up. Murdered her like she's nothing. Boy, I'm glad JR called. This makes me sick to my stomach, actually. Good God. And all we hear about is due process and, you know, don't send the families back. And yak, 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 yak. And this mother's dead and her two kids don't have their mother anymore. We're seeing something truly disturbing. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, I'll say, around the world. Sadly, right here in America, Jewish schools are being targeted. Synagogues are being threatened. You know, my Chabad rabbi has to carry a pistol with him now, Mr. Produce. Did you know that? It's something we'd hope we'd never see again in our lifetimes. And let me say this. Silence is not an option. This is the moment to take a stand. That's why I want to tell you about the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, or IFCJ. They are on the front lines. They're providing real help where it's needed most. They're giving food and shelter to Jewish families under threat, building bomb shelters for children, helping survivors of hate rebuild their lives. These are very, very dire times. And they don't just respond to crises. They work every day to help prevent it. I want you to learn more about the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and their life-saving work in Israel and around the world. Please just check them out. Just check out their website. Take a look. LevinForTheFellowship.org. L-E-V-I-N for TheFellowship.org. That's LevinForTheFellowship.org. L-E-V-I-N for TheFellowship.org. Folks, just take a second and look at their site and see what they're doing. I mean, these people really are breaking their backs to do the right thing. And thank you, and God bless you. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
185-9132.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-led company, believes every man and woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. That's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an Allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag ever, to 1,000 U.S. veterans in time for the patriotic holidays. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk today. Know that you're supporting a company that will be providing these high-quality flags made in America to deserving veterans with plans from just $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data. You can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network while cutting your cell phone bill, in many cases, in half. The average Pure Talk family saves over $1,000 a year. Just dial #250, say the keyword Mark Levin, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will get you switched hassle-free in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250 and say Mark Levin to switch to a wireless company that supports our veterans. Switch to Pure Talk.
You hear so far?
So far.
So find out more about Mark Levin by going to his website, marklevinshow.com.
All right, let's get a few more calls in here. We have great callers tonight. Steve, Detroit, Michigan, XM Satellite. Steve-O, how are you, sir?
Hey, thank you, Mark. Thank you for taking the call. I'm fine, sir. Listen, thank you for your book. I can't wait till it comes out.
Thank you.
You've encouraged us, and buddy, you don't know the people you touch. I've learned so much from you. It reminds me of the old summer lecture series that Rush used to do, and you just continue it. You do it better, and your wisdom, what you're teaching us about the judges, this absolute power and the thirst for it, has really helped me, because I called my congressman here in Michigan the other day and I said, you boys better step it up. And I wasn't rude. You better right. step it up and rein these judges in. Mark, you've done a wealth of information bringing, like the tyranny. You're a national icon. Everybody loves you. And what's good about it is you're a scholar. But you got street smarts and you got that American toughness that is what America is all about. And that's why you're so good. I'm a fan, and
wow.
You said something years ago. You said something years ago. I wish I wanted to ask you. And I'm going to ask you now. You said years ago, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln even affected America down to this hour. And I've been trying to find that out. But maybe one day when you got time, if you can reflect on that and help us. I was always curious about that. But you may not even remember saying it, but I sure do. I remember a lot. You do, but. It was something
well,
you said,
you,
and it always intrigued me.
I want you to listen now. Let me see if I can do it right now. Oh, I only have 30 seconds. Mr. Producer, I'm jotting it down. Will you remind me to hit that subject tomorrow? Steve, that was such a sweet call. Thank you, brother, and God bless you. I really appreciate that. And all of you folks, you're absolutely fantastic. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers. The men and women in Ukraine, the men and women in Israel, we have your back. And, of course, you, the American people, red-blooded Americans. What would the world do without you? I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, flat cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, June 15th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast. Put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, 2025, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.